Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Leanna Colgrove. The scripture is Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 20.
Today's reading from Romans 5 is a rhetorical tour de force, one that would be all the more dazzling and dizzying if we could read it in the original Greek. Even in translation, we hang on tight to follow the argument and understand the fullness of this depiction of Jesus as the second Adam. Paul employs two well-known rhetorical devices to persuade his audience. First, we note compare and contrast. Many elements of the passage are presented in this format. Adam and Jesus. Death and eternal life. Sin and grace. Next, he offers cause and effect. Disobedience caused sin. Sin caused death for all people through Adam. Grace brings justification through faith in Jesus and the extraordinary gift of eternal life. It might sound simpler when written in short A yields B snippets, but we know the meaning is anything but. Major theological and philosophical issues are at play here and will influence the development of Christianity in profound ways. Based on his explanatory notes on the New Testament, John Wesley reflected on both comparison and causation in this passage, perhaps informing his understanding of grace. Commenting on verse 14, Wesley writes, "As the sin of Adam, without the sins which we afterwards committed, brought us death. So the righteousness of Christ, without the good works which we afterwards perform, brings us life." Then we come to verse 20, paraphrased as, "Where sin abounded, grace abounded all the more." Wesley's notes on this verse show us the seeds of what will later be called justifying and sanctifying grace. He writes, "Not only in the remission of that sin which Adam brought on us, but of all our own. Not only in remissions of sin, but infusion of holiness. Not only in deliverance from death, but admission to everlasting life, a far more noble and excellent life than that which we lost by Adam's fall." If we take anything from this passage, hear and remember, grace abounds. This is welcome news to anyone who thought they've strayed too far or tripped one too many times over the same stumbling block. It's equally important for those who aim to walk with God, but need to understand that works, while good and even honorable before God, cannot compare to this aggressive forgiveness we call grace. Death came through sin, and eternal life came through grace. Grace gets the final word and surpasses all. All merit, all logic, all expectations. We access this grace through Jesus Christ, the second Adam who makes all things new. Even us as his new creation. Please join me in a prayer. Merciful God, we give thanks that your grace is not only sufficient, but abounds. Go before us, make straight our paths, and draw us into your presence and purpose. Increase our faith, and justify us by the grace you freely give to all who believe. wash us clean, sanctify our hearts, and infuse us with your holiness. Move us from sin and death to a new life eternal. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.